The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online. After Midnight.
Jenny had never understood why some people avoided thrift stores. Friends would joke that they didn't want someone else's old junk or wonder who had owned something before it ended up on a shelf. But that was part of the fun for her. Every visit felt like a treasure hunt. Most trips ended with nothing more than a coffee mug or an old book. But every once in a while, she would stumble across something special that had somehow slipped through unnoticed. Her favorite things to collect were pieces of carnival glass. Made more than a century ago, the colorful pressed glass was known for its iridescent finish, shimmering with different colors depending on how the light struck it. To most people, it was simply old glassware. To collectors, it was a little piece of history. And finding one tucked away in a thrift store for a few dollars always felt like winning the lottery. She had learned over the years that the best stores weren't the clean, carefully organized antique malls where every item had already been researched and priced accordingly. The real finds were hidden in cluttered charity shops where volunteers were simply trying to keep up with the constant stream of donations. Those were the places where valuable antiques sat beside chipped dishes and old extension cords because nobody realized what they had. There was one store in particular she visited every few weeks. It occupied an aging brick building on the edge of town. And despite the volunteers' best efforts, every shelf seemed completely full. Boxes waited to be unpacked along the walls, furniture crowded the aisles, and dishes were stacked so high she sometimes wondered how they stayed upright. She loved every bit of it. Even better, every purchase helped support a local animal rescue, which made spending money there feel a little easier. One rainy Saturday afternoon, about 4 years ago, she decided to stop by after running a few errands. Business was slow because of the weather, and only a handful of customers wandered through the aisles. Rain tapped steadily against the windows, while an old radio behind the checkout counter quietly played classic country songs. Jenny took her time, as she always did. She flipped through old picture frames, examined a few vintage kitchen items, and looked over several shelves of glassware before finally spotting something that immediately caught her attention. It sat on the bottom shelf, partly hidden behind a stack of ordinary serving bowls. At first glance, it looked almost black. She crouched down and carefully pulled it into the light. It was a covered candy dish made of deep ruby carnival glass. As soon as the overhead lights hit its surface, flashes of gold, purple, and copper shimmered across the pressed pattern. She slowly turned it in her hands, looking for chips or cracks, but couldn't find a single flaw. Then she looked at the price sticker. $8. She smiled to herself. Collectors spend years hoping to stumble across finds like that. She knew the dish was worth considerably more than the handwritten prices on the bottom, but that wasn't even the reason she wanted it. It was simply beautiful. She placed it carefully into her shopping basket, added a couple of inexpensive kitchen items she'd picked up along the way, and eventually made her way to the checkout line. Only one customer stood ahead of her. While the cashier wrapped a set of coffee mugs in newspaper, Jenny did what anyone would do while waiting in line. She casually looked around the front of the store. Standing only a few feet to her left was an older man. He appeared to be somewhere in his late 60s with thinning gray hair and the weathered face of someone who had spent much of his life working outdoors. There wasn't anything especially unusual about him except for one detail that immediately caught her attention. He wore a red and black flannel shirt. It was the old-fashioned kind with large red squares crossed by thick black lines, the sort of pattern that naturally drew the eye. She noticed it for a second, then looked back toward the register as the line moved forward. The cashier smiled and motioned for her to step up. Jenny set her basket on the counter while the woman admired the candy dish. "That's a pretty one," she said as she wrapped it carefully in newspaper. "I couldn't believe the price," Jenny replied with a laugh. The cashier smiled. "Well, sounds like you got lucky today." Certainly felt that way. The wrapped candy dish disappeared into a paper bag, followed by the rest of her purchases. Jenny reached for her wallet, paid for everything, thanked the cashier, and picked up the bag. As she turned toward the door, she happened to glance back toward the spot where the older man had been standing. He was gone. She paused for only a second. The front of the store wasn't especially large, and she hadn't heard the entrance bell ring. If he'd walked away, she should have seen him moving down one of the nearby aisles, but there was no sign of the red flannel anywhere. It was odd, but not impossible. Maybe he'd remembered something else he wanted to look at. Maybe she'd simply been paying more attention to the cashier than she'd realized. Within another few seconds, she had dismissed the thought completely. Outside, the rain had become little more than a drizzle. Jenny carried the paper bag carefully to her car, making sure the candy dish stayed upright as she placed it on the passenger seat. She climbed behind the wheel, started the engine, and adjusted the rearview mirror before pulling out of the parking space. For just an instant, she thought she saw a flash of red in the back seat. She looked again. Nothing. The seats were empty except for an old jacket she'd tossed there earlier in the week. She shook her head, laughed quietly at herself, and pulled out onto the street. The thought of the man in the flannel shirt never crossed her mind again during the drive home. Instead, she found herself thinking about where the candy dish would look best once she got it cleaned up and put on display. Jenny unpacked the thrift store bags as soon as she got home, setting each item on the kitchen counter while she decided where it belonged. The candy dish came out last. Even under the warm light of the apartment, it was every bit as beautiful as she'd remembered. The deep ruby glass seemed almost black until she turned it toward the light, when flashes of gold, violet, and copper shimmered across its surface. She washed it carefully by hand, dried it with a soft towel, and carried it into the living room. Her apartment wasn't large, but one corner of the living room caught the afternoon sun perfectly. A narrow bookshelf stood beside the sliding glass door that led to a small second-floor balcony, and as soon as she set the candy dish there, she knew she'd found the perfect place for it. The sunlight brought the colors to life without overwhelming them, and every time she walked through the room, she found herself admiring it. She had owned much more expensive pieces over the years, but somehow this one had quickly become her favorite. The next several days passed quietly. She went to work, came home, and settled into the same routine she'd always had. Nothing unusual happened, yet she couldn't shake the feeling that something about the apartment had changed. Whenever she unlocked the door after work, she would pause for just a second before stepping inside. Everything looked exactly as she'd left it, but she repeatedly had the odd impression that someone else had been standing in the room only moments before she arrived. Jenny refused to let herself get carried away. Living alone had a way of making perfectly ordinary things seem unusual, especially after a long day. She blamed the feeling on stress, told herself she was imagining things, and got on with her evenings. By the end of the week, she had almost convinced herself there was nothing to worry about, even though she still caught herself glancing toward the living room every time she rounded the corner from the kitchen. Saturday afternoon, she decided to clean the apartment. She opened the vertical blinds about a foot to let in the sunshine, turned on the vacuum, and worked her way from room to room. The weather had finally cleared, and warm sunlight spilled across the carpet, catching the candy dish every time she passed the bookshelf. She smiled when she noticed it sparkling in the light, silently congratulating herself on another lucky thrift store find. She eventually reached the easy chair beside the sliding glass door and leaned over to vacuum between the cushions. As she straightened back up, her eyes drifted toward the narrow opening between the blinds. Someone was standing on the balcony. At first, she assumed it was a neighbor who had somehow wandered onto the wrong balcony, but that explanation vanished almost immediately. The figure stood only inches from the glass, perfectly motionless, wearing the same red and black flannel shirt she'd noticed in the thrift store. There was no doubt in her mind. It was the same man. Then she looked at his face. His skin was unnaturally pale, almost as though every bit of color had been drained from it. Where his eyes should have been were only two black holes. There were no pupils, no whites of the eyes, only darkness fixed directly on her. He never moved. He simply stood there staring through the glass. Years later, Jenny would still insist the most frightening part wasn't seeing him. It was what happened inside her own mind the instant she did. She became absolutely certain that she could not let him know she'd noticed him. The feeling arrived so suddenly and so completely that it didn't seem like a decision she'd made. It felt more like a warning she somehow understood without anyone speaking a word. Without changing her expression, she forced herself to continue vacuuming. Every instinct urged her to look back toward the window, but she refused. She finished the chair exactly as she had been doing, slowly vacuumed another section of carpet, and made her way toward the sliding glass door as naturally as she could. Her heart pounded so hard she thought she might lose control at any second, yet somehow her breathing remained steady enough that she never betrayed the panic she felt. When she reached the door, she switched off the vacuum. The apartment fell silent. Still refusing to look outside again, she reached for the wand controlling the vertical blinds and slowly rotated them closed until every slat covered the glass. Only then did she step away from the window and stand quietly in the middle of the room, listening for any sound from the balcony. There was nothing. After several long minutes, curiosity finally won. She walked back to the door and carefully separated two of the blinds just enough to look outside. The balcony was empty. No one stood by the railing, no one crossed the parking lot below, and there was nowhere anyone could have gone without her seeing them. She let the blinds fall back into place and looked across the room toward the bookshelf. The candy dish sat exactly where she'd left it, catching a thin beam of afternoon sunlight. It looked no different than it had an hour earlier, but for the first time since bringing it home, she found herself wondering whether she'd really brought home just a piece of old glass. For the rest of the afternoon, she couldn't shake the feeling that whatever she'd seen outside the sliding glass door hadn't come looking for her. It had come looking for the candy dish. Jenny barely slept that night. Every time she closed her eyes, she saw the man standing outside the sliding glass door, his face motionless against the glass and those impossible black voids where his eyes should have been. By morning, she had almost convinced herself she should pack up the candy dish and get rid of it, but as she stood looking at it on the bookshelf, she hesitated. She couldn't explain why. Part of her wondered if she was simply blaming an ordinary object for something she couldn't understand. It was a beautiful piece of glass that had probably passed through dozens of homes over the past 100 years. The idea that it somehow carried a ghost or a spirit seemed ridiculous, even to someone who believed there were things in this world that couldn't always be explained. So she left it where it was. For several days, nothing happened. The apartment felt quiet again, and Jenny slowly began relaxing. She still caught herself looking toward the balcony every evening before closing the blinds, but there was never anyone there. Little by little, the memory of what she'd seen became easier to push aside. She even started wondering if exhaustion and an overactive imagination had somehow combined to create a terrifying moment that had never really happened. Then, late one evening, she walked into the kitchen for a glass of water and happened to glance down the hallway toward her bedroom. The man was standing there. He wasn't close. He wasn't moving. He simply stood at the far end of the hallway in the same red and black flannel shirt facing her. Jenny froze. She blinked once. The hallway was empty. She didn't scream or run. Instead, she stood there for nearly a minute, staring at the place where he'd been, trying to convince herself she'd imagined it. Eventually, she finished getting her glass of water, checked the locks on the apartment door, and went to bed with every light in the apartment turned on. A week passed before she saw him again. This time it happened just after sunset. She was sitting on the couch reading when she noticed movement reflected in the darkened sliding glass door across the room. It looked as though someone was standing behind her. Her heart immediately began racing, but she remembered the certainty she'd felt on the balcony that afternoon and resisted the urge to spin around. Instead, she slowly lowered the book into her lap and looked at the reflection. The outline of a man stood only a few feet behind the couch. The red flannel shirt was unmistakable. She closed her eyes for a moment, gathered herself, and turned around. The living room was empty. That was the moment something inside her changed. Until then, she had been reacting to whatever was happening. She had spent days waiting for the next unexplained thing, hoping it would simply stop on its own. She realized she couldn't keep living that way. Whether she was imagining everything or whether something truly unexplainable had followed her home, she couldn't spend every evening wondering when she might see the man again. That night, before going to bed, she stood alone in the living room. The apartment was completely quiet except for the hum of the refrigerator in the kitchen. The candy dish sat on the bookshelf exactly where she'd placed it the day she brought it home. Jenny looked toward it and took a slow breath. "I don't know who you are," she said quietly. "I don't know if you're connected to this candy dish or if I'm completely wrong about all of this." She paused, feeling more than a little foolish for talking to an empty room. "But if you're here, this isn't your home anymore. Whatever you're looking for, I can't help you. You don't have to stay here. You need to move on." Nothing happened. The apartment remained silent. She waited another minute before shaking her head, switching off the lights, and going to bed. As she climbed beneath the blankets, she almost laughed at herself. Talking to an empty apartment wasn't something she ever imagined she'd do. The next morning, she noticed something she hadn't expected. The apartment felt different, and not dramatically different, just lighter. The uneasy feeling that had followed her from room to room for weeks was simply gone. She hadn't realized how accustomed she'd become to constantly listening, constantly looking over her shoulder, until she wasn't doing it anymore. Days passed, and then weeks. She never saw the man again. The candy dish remained on the bookshelf where it still sits today. Visitors occasionally compliment it, never knowing why Jenny hesitates for just a second before thanking them. She has never told anyone they shouldn't touch it, and she has never had another strange experience connected to it. Whatever happened during those few weeks simply ended. She still visits thrift stores whenever she gets the chance, although she finds herself wondering more than she once did about the stories attached to the things people donate. Every old photograph, every piece of furniture, every dish and picture frame spent years in someone else's home before finding its way onto a shelf. Most carry nothing more than memories. But every once in a while, when she spots a beautiful old piece of glass sitting by itself under the fluorescent lights, she can't help wondering if someone else once looked at it and quietly decided they didn't want it in their house anymore. And if that's the case, she leaves it exactly where she found it.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public would be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.